What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 1055 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, going on to Fort Valley State, down in Fort Valley, Georgia. My man, Montez Robbs, representing these Wildcats out of SIAC. Montez, good to see you, my brother. I see you rocking your gear, man. I love it, man.
Thank you. Thank you. Good to see you. Always a pleasure, man. Glad you got me on the show.
No doubt, my brother, man. Man, I know you had this job, man, over 2 years ago, man. Tell me, how's it been so far down there in Fort Valley for you, man, just to this doing it at the D2 level, a little different than D1 level is, and how's it been for you in that community down there in Middle Georgia, man, showing you what you love down there?
It hasn't been bad. It hasn't been bad. You know, it has its ups and downs, you know, with a change of administration when I came in under Dr. Holloman, and now with the new athletic department administration and Dr. Renee, she's been a blessing. She's changing some things around and trying to push this thing into the future, you know, with technology and different things like that. So from that standpoint, it's been pretty good. You know, definitely coming in the situation I came in, everybody knows a tough situation. Taking over in January in the middle of the season, team being 1-10, I think, when we took over January 5th and had a game on January 9th. That's unheard of. That don't happen in college basketball.
No.
You know, but we were able to, in that first year, that first half of the year, we were able to win 8 of the last 15 games. So that was pretty good. Then we got to the conference tournament and made a run right there. So went from in that first season of me being here, winning 9 games, and last year finishing up 14-14 in the regular season. So having the player of the year, KJ Doucette, the defensive player of the year, Jamal Reynolds, runner up for newcomer in Myson Lowe. So we had some pieces. Then you know how that portal is. That portal will whip your butt. So if you got any sort of a good player, that the portal's gonna reach out and grab him. And with KJ going to Winthrop, that kind of killed us. That hurt us because he was just a sophomore. And you know, then we had our big 7-footer, Christopher Volo. He went in the portal. He left and went to Winthrop. And we had some other guys who snuck out and went to some other D2s that was giving them 4 scholarships and allowed them to keep their pay from that standpoint. But, man, those are the things. I think that all of the small HBCUs, whether it's Division I or Division II, are going through is that, you know, it's the portal and, you know, the financial hardship.
100%. I was telling you offline about what my thoughts did because, you know, being in Atlanta, Tennessee State had a radius, so at the in-state rate by 3 miles. Mm-hmm. 3 miles. I was 247, 250. I'm 247 TSU, so at the in-state rate. And, you know, and we got to be honest about it, HBCUs who are state schools, I don't want to be rude about it, I'm saying it's not you, are starved by the government to a degree. They don't get the funding they need. You know, I saw in Tennessee State how it was underfunded. I know you all, state schools in Georgia, underfunded. Most of the black HBCUs who are in the South are starved. And I hate to say it that way, but it's true. And it trickles on down.
Most definitely. Which a lot of people don't know, even just in the state of Georgia. The state of Georgia doesn't pay for athletics. Only way you pay for athletics in the state of Georgia is through student fees and ticket sales. So if your enrollment is, in our case, is only $2,500, you're not going to get a lot of money from student fees to pay for athletics. So it comes in, you know, you got to go out, reach out. People got to donate. You got to hit the corporate sponsorships and different things. And I think in the new administration is really trying to go out and do some different things like that. But it hurts you. It hurts you. Like for me, in my case, I got one scholarship in which is generated through student fees.
Mm-hmm. 100%. And you know, try to recruit guys and get them to get their school paid for. And I don't know if you all have like a radius like where I had Tennessee State, but I know it's harder at D2 level because you don't have those four rides. If you don't just offer it to a young man, you could do a little splitting, but not when you only have one, how much can you really split when you have one? And you know, also with the portal and how it works, you know. You might get a young man, you usually wouldn't get, but if he gets good enough, he's out of there in a year or two, gotta start over again. So it's like every way you're getting him, every way. So people are saying what you're doing is amazing considering the environment and the circumstances that you're in. And people need to understand that's how it is at D2 level right now with HBCUs and how it is within certain states which our schools are in.
Most definitely. I appreciate you saying that. Thanks for the recognizing the effort that we're putting in. But we do, you know, we have border waivers. We try to stack it. We do border waivers. We're really trying to maximize in-state kids with the Georgia Hope scholarship. So brought in a lot of freshmen that was 3.0s or better. The transfers, we're trying to bring back Georgia guys who went off in different states and different places and trying to make sure when they do come in, they're coming back with that 3.0 so they can retain their Hope scholarship, which Hope pays for 100% of tuition right now. And, you know, if they get Pell Grant will cover the housing and different things like that. So you just got to be very, very creative in your process of trying to put a team together and to do it. But when you speaking of apples to apples and oranges to oranges, we're so far away from it being an equal situation just within our league, man. We're so far away from being equal with the Morehouses and the Clark Atlantas and the Miles and the Tuskegee and the Benedict. You know, those private schools, they you know, they're on a different level when it comes to budget-wise.
100%. And, you know, that's some people. I got people hearing this from you and me because I feel like they look at records, don't look at what's going on, how you got there, or what's going on that gets you there, the unequal balance. So I'm glad people are getting made aware today of truly what it is that is going on at Fort Valley State so people can understand what's going on and how getting 14 wins with all the conditions we just laid out. Support this man. He's doing God's work out here.
Definitely come out and support. We need it. We need it. We need your anything. Like I gotta tell them. A lot of folks say we don't have a lot. I say anything works with us. We're happy and we're pleased to get any type of donations or any type of things.
And this is far from Atlanta, so you all come out and drive. There a lot of you FVSU alumni in Atlanta who wear your gear, the Hawks games on ABC Unite. Go and support your alma mater, your basketball team. You have a hell of a coach here who's done work at this level. So let's understand, you got somebody who really cares about these young men and really trying to rear young black men. Look about that too, Montez, man. How important is being a leader of young black men, you know, helping them see how you're a successful husband, you know, you're successful in your business, and just seeing you as an example to say, I want to be like this man when I get out of school here, get through playing ball.
But one of the things, this is twofold for me. This is something I love to do. I would do it for free. You know, my grandfather told me a long time ago, son, when you search for that career, find something that you would do for free, and you'll never work a day in your life. So this is my passion. And, you know, with me being definitely a man of God, this is my ministry as well. You know, one of the things I always tell guys, I don't preach to you. I don't throw it out at you, but you will see it in my daily walk. You will see it in the way I carry my family. You will see it in the way I treat my wife. You will see it in the way I treat my kids. And one of the things I try to give to those who don't have, like I didn't have, a father growing up. You know, my father passed. My mom was 6 months pregnant with me. So I try to give them something I didn't have, which is that father figure, that example that they can see every day. And, you know, I joke, I laugh, you know, they can come up in the office. They can, it's open door policy. You know, it's not, you got to set up an appointment. I never liked that. I was like, well, I got to set up an appointment to talk to my coach with a secretary. It should be just, if I want to come by the office, I want to just come by the office. And I try to give them that, and, you know, and what I always tell the guys is, you know, I'm a hard ass on the coach, but when we walk outside of those black lines, you know, I'm going to be your father figure. I'm going to be your best friend. I'm going to be that mentor that you need. And one of the things I think my guys really know that whatever happens off the court, I don't bring it on the court. And whatever happens on the court, I don't bring it off the court. They know we keep those things separated. So I'm not one of those coaches going to, you know, I messed up out here. And coach going to hold it against me on the court. Yes, there's going to be rules. There's going to be some discipline things going on. But at the same time, it's going to be all done out of love.
No doubt, man. And I think it's so important. You know, I'm lucky that my dad, see, I still have my dad, 84 years old. He's a coach. And, you know, I think that's what helps me with this radio show because my dad's a coach and I play. Mm-hmm. So I understand. Mm-hmm. I would never ask you something, put you on this. I know that ain't cool. But that's where the business where I'm looking for people is in my colleagues because I actually played and I have a father as a coach. You know, it's not that same like reporter speak, you know. I mean, helps to allow you guys like me because I ain't like the rest of these dudes out here, you know.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You bringing it, you coming to us, it's real. It's like we just talking to a homie on the phone. And that's what I love about your show, man. I love about it.
No doubt, man. I'm going to ask you this, Monte. It's about the SIAC. For those who don't know about it the way you and I, about the basketball in the league, how tough it is, and how the coaches are very high quality, and you all got a lot going on in that league, but people need to give you all more media exposure and show you guys more of what you all about down there, man.
Man, this league is one of the toughest leagues, and I've been in five different leagues from the ASUN, the OVC, the SWAC, the Peach Belt to now the SIAC. There, when it comes to the quality of coaches, there's no difference. These coaches can coach their butt off. And if you put them up against anybody across the country, if apples and apples are the same, you will see it. The talent level, this is a fast league. I tell people all the time, it's not going to be a slow, you know, pound and possession type of game. This is going to be a situation where out of those 40 minutes, 35 of them going to be fast as hell. Then, you know, it's going to get to where you got those situations, special time. You got some executioners in this league. Guys, they're going to be in that chess match with you, and they're going to try to pick you apart on that court. And you got guys that's coached on the D1 level that's been high major assistants on that level. You got guys that's coached in the NBA that's in this league. So it's no different. This is a good league, good quality players. And as you see, when you looked at the HBCU All-Star game that's been played on CBS the last couple of years, Taj Green won MVP for Benedict. I thought Kerry Richardson should have won it this year. But I think that the guy from Virginia Union won it, which is D2. And you had a lot of D1 guys that was in that game. But the D2 conferences has really proven and showed that it's some good players coming out of the SIAC and the CIAA.
No doubt. And I got two more for you, Montez. I'm going to have you on the show later today, man, Coach Gibbs. Talk about you all's bond coming in kind of same time together, man. And so he's doing on the football side. You do it on the basketball side, man.
Man, Coach Gibbs is a great coach, man. Great pedigree. And when he came in, you know, we hit it right off. You know, it was just more of, you know, what could we do to help each other, to make each other program better? You know, always, you know, he may come over, we talk, we sit down and chop it up. I go over to his office and there's always been love, you know. And that's one of the things you got to have between, you know, your main two sports with men's basketball and football. And You got to have that connection between the two coaches and a good relationship. But what he was able to do in such a short time, step in, and got, I think it was 8-2 last year. It was a snap away from being 9-1. If a call here or there would have went his way in that Savannah game, was amazing. And you know, when you think of football, when you have what 85 guys and on a team, and for him, you know, in Division II, you have 36 max scholarships, and I think he only has 11. So, and what he was able to do, that's amazing. And you got to tip your hat to him, and you know that the future is bright here at Fort Valley, and you know, and football is definitely that stronghold and that brings more fans and people back to back. And I will say, out of the SAIC, man, that the football atmosphere and the basketball atmosphere, I don't think you can beat it. You know, and we're gonna have a good fan base whether we're playing our rivals or not. You know, people always want to, you know, we play Albany State or something like that. Yeah, that's going to be a sold-out crowd of about 5,000, 6,000 fans. But we're going to get probably about 2,000 fans, regardless of who we're playing, whether it be schools in or school out. It's going to be a great atmosphere here on this basketball court as well as out there on the football field.
That's one for you, my brother. What's been some good food spots down there in Fort Valley, man? We need to get up. We come down there and see you all play, man.
Man, you got to hit up, just in the Fort Valley area, you got to hit up Sharks, you know, great fish. And, you know, you got to hit up the Mexican restaurant, which we all love, Tapatitos, which is great food. I always forget about the hot dog spot. I can't remember the name of it, but it's great hot dogs. Man, it's really, really good spot.
No, no, Montez, I told you off there, man, I'm here to help you all out, man. I'm here for you. Then you need to promote yourself, man. I'm here for you, brother. You know, you have my number, man, so I'm such a promise you, my brother. I'm here to help you out. You're good, one of the guys in the business, man, and I'm here to help you out. I use my platform to help you out so you know about what's going on down in Fort Valley for you and your team, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you, man. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on your show, and, you know, you're welcome anytime. You're welcome anytime, man.
Thanks, brother. I'll see you soon, my guy.
All right. Take it easy. Thank you.
All right, now. What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.